Thoughts on Malachi, Malachi chapter 3 and verse 17. Spared by God. Spared by God. Let me read the verse, Malachi 3:17. God, through Malachi, is addressing these God-fearing people who talk to each other, obviously spiritually, and it's to the glory of God. They will be mine in the day when I make up my treasured possession. That's what the Lord Almighty says. And then we come to this promise. I will spare them, just as in compassion a man spares his son who serves him. Malachi 3:17. Spared by God. Spared by God. Now, I don't know how that promise, that assurance, God will spare them, strikes you. It struck me as rather negative. You know, I will spare them. It doesn't seem to be saying very much. But I rebuked myself in a sense. I challenged myself about it. I thought about it. And surely it must be more than just a negative, I will spare them. It must contain far more, not simply spare. Look at the illustration. It's a very powerful illustration. I will spare them, yes. Just as, see, now here's the comparison. In compassion, a man spares his son who serves him. Now that, to me, has raised it a great deal. It's lifted the level of this promise. What does God think of these God-fearing people who speak to each other about spiritual things? They're my children, my sons and daughters. And what is God's attitude to them? He has compassion on them. He has concern for them. These sons are serving me, says God. Well, they're only talking about spiritual things to each other. That's serving me. And I look upon them as my children, my sons, my daughters. These are God-fearers. And this is a stimulus and a compassion for these sons, I will spare them. It's a positive blessing. That's what I come to see. It's not simply, I'll avoid doing this. They positively shall be preserved. They'll be more than delivered from danger and death and disaster. It's more than just survival and defense and protection and preservation, although that's very wonderful. It's a positive sonship, compassion, love, concern, recognition, care. That's what it is that God is promising to these Jewish believers who are, they would be very much in a minority, I'm sure, in those days, talking to each other about spiritual things. God sees, he recognizes, and he will deliver them. There is an element of sparing, and we'll come to that in verse 18. But I think it's much more than that. There's a blessing here. Now, as I've done in the past discourses recently, I remind you that we're talking about the Old Covenant. I always want to do that because we are talking about the Old Covenant. But I normally start with that, but I've left it to last. Why? Let's raise this now to the New Covenant. Brother and sister, if we do what the New Testament repeatedly says, engage in this spiritual conversation. This is what the Ecclesia is about. They mutually encourage each other in the things of God, the believers. This is what it's about. It's not about attracting unbelievers into church assemblies. It's about edification of the saints to the glory of God in their mutual edification, their mutual priesthood together. What does God say? They are my sons and daughters. They are my treasured possession. I will spare them. There's an element of judgment coming. We'll come to that. And there will be sparing. But think of the positive, brother, sister. When Christ comes, what do you want? Well done, good and faithful servant. Well, now's the time then to be engaging in this work, brother and sister. Now is the time to be communicating with fellow believers in some way to the glory of God. I will spare them, says the Lord, just as in compassion a man spares his son who serves him. you'll be serving God in this way. I can't do anything for God. Can you talk to a fellow believer? Can you communicate with a fellow believer? Can you edify a fellow believer? Can you be edified by a fellow believer? Then God is glorified, and he promises much to you, my friend. Amen.